Not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. It says Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. We'll stand as we sing, and let us each one sing it out with all of our hearts this evening, please.
Thank you.
Well, we'll just unite our hearts together, please, in a word of prayer. Let us just look afresh to the Lord tonight, praying that we might know His presence, His speaking voice, and His blessing to our hearts this evening. Our loving God, our gracious, eternal Father in heaven, we do still our hearts, O God, before Thee tonight in Thy holy and sacred presence. We come to Thee, Heavenly Father, through the name of Thy Son, Thine only begotten Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. And Father, we thank Thee tonight for Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners. Lord, Thy word tells us that this man is indeed the friend of publicans and sinners. And Father, we thank Thee that Thy word speaks to us of Christ and describes Him as that friend that sticketh closer than any brother. And O God, we thank Thee tonight as Thy people for the friendship that we have in Christ. We thank Thee that He has loved us with an everlasting love. Father, we thank Thee that He came into this world. He walked amongst men. And Father, we thank Thee that He is one who is touched with the very feeling of our infirmities. And Father, we thank Thee that He went to the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. We thank Thee that He laid down His life. O Lord, Thy word says, greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We realize, O God, tonight that Christ laid down His life for us. We who have sinned against Thee in thought and word and in deed, we who were lost and undone. Yet, O God, we thank Thee that in loving kindness Jesus came, and from the depths of sin and shame, through grace He lifted us. And Father, we thank Thee that He paid the price of our redemption in full. We thank Thee that He cried out, it is finished. We thank Thee for that finished work tonight. We thank Thee for the ground of redemption, that it is the ground of peace, the ground of pardon, the ground of hope for us as the people of God. And O God, we come to Thee tonight and we thank Thee for Christ coming to be our Savior. We thank Thee for Him dying for us and rising again victorious. And Father, we thank Thee that He prays for us as our great High Priest in heaven's glory on high. And we rejoice, O God, tonight that we come to Thee as children to a Father. We thank Thee for the blood-sprinkled pathway. We thank Thee for that access, that freedom, that liberty we have to come to the throne of grace with boldness and to seek Thee for help in our time of need. And, O God, as we come to Thee tonight, we just pray that Thou will bless our coming together here this evening. We realize, Lord, that it is the presence of the Lord that makes the feast. And, Father, we pray from this opening hymn to the last amen that we might know a gracious, conscious sense of the presence and the nearness of the Lord. Do cleanse our hearts afresh in the Savior's precious blood. And prepare our hearts this night to meet with Thee and to worship Thee and to seek Thee and to hear what God the Lord would say. We thank Thee for all who have been able to come tonight. Bless every head bowed before Thee, O God. And do remember every family, every household that's represented. We pray that Thou wilt meet the need of every heart and of every life. We pray that Thou wilt bless Thy people, encourage and strengthen Thy people onward and heavenward. Help us day by day to live for Thee. We thank Thee that we have a great hope, a great prize before us that is secure by the blood of the Lamb. And Father, we thank Thee that in Christ we have one who said, I will never leave Thee nor forsake Thee. Lord, bless us tonight, we pray. Grant a real sense of the presence of the Lord. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt draw near. Do bless our sister Gillian tonight as she comes to bring the report. We thank Thee for her and for Thy blessing upon the work of Bethel Children's Crusade even over this past year already. And Lord, bless her tonight as she brings the report. May she know Thy help and Thy blessing, O God. And may her hearts be encouraged and blessed even through what we hear tonight, O God, we ask. Do bless this ministry, Lord, as it would continue this year, Lord, in Thy will. May Thy hand of blessing be upon it week by week, meet its every need. And Father, we pray that most importantly of all, that in it all and through it all, that Thy name will be honored and glorified in the salvation of boys and girls. We think of those who heard your word even tonight already in Fresno. Speak on to their young hearts, these young lives, and bless them and save them by the grace and power of God divine. We pray for any who cannot be with us here tonight because of age or sickness or infirmity. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless them and minister to them by the grace of God. For others who mourn and grieve tonight, have suffered loss in recent times, we pray that thou wilt comfort their hearts by the grace and by the power of God divine. Remember, Lord, those who would listen in online tonight, whoever they are, Lord, wherever they might come from, whoever they might be, Lord, bless them. Speak to their hearts through thy word and encourage them in the ways of God and bless them through thy truth, we ask. Bless our land tonight, O Lord. We pray for other prayer meetings such as this. We think of gospel missions on at this time and ministry meetings. Lord, bless every faithful servant of God. We pray, Lord, for seasons of refreshing and reviving from the right hand of our God. And oh, that thou would turn the hearts of many even tonight unto the Lord, that even, Lord, tonight they'll be rejoicing amongst the angels of God in heaven over sinners coming to know and to trust the Lord as Savior. Abide with us tonight. Do our hearts a much good, we pray. And in everything that is said and done, may the Lord Jesus Christ be honored and glorified, in whose name we do pray and do ask all these things. Amen and amen. I want to give you all tonight a warm word of welcome in the Lord's great name. It's good to see so many gathered with us here this evening. And we pray the Lord will richly bless you tonight around the Word of God and around the throne of grace and prayer. Do remember the meetings over the weekend. Pray for them. Plan to join with us around God's Word, the Tuesday, Friday night children's meeting at 6:30, a youth fellowship at 8 p.m. on Friday night, and then the services on the Lord's Day Sunday School and Bible class at 11 a.m., morning worship 12 noon, the evening gospel service at 7. And the will of the Lord will belong to bring God's word. And to remember also on the Lord's Day morning, immediately after the morning service, is the Lord's table. I'll be much in prayer for that, that we might know seasons of refreshing as we gather to remember the Lord's death in his own appointed way. So do remember these meetings, pray much for them, and God's blessing upon them in the will of the Lord. Also, as a church tonight, we'd like to express our sincere Christian sympathy to our brother Keith and Muriel and family. Understand our brother Keith lost our brother-in-law suddenly today, and we assure Keith and the family of our prayers that they would know God's comfort and God's grace at this time of loss and bereavement. So do remember that family circle in your prayers at this time. Now, we're very glad to have our sister Gillian with us here. Mrs. Gillian Moore, no stranger to the congregation, and we're going to ask Gillian now to come and bring her update and report on Bethel Children's Crusade. Thank you. God bless.
The Word of God tells us in Psalm 119 and verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And the children were learning about that last week in part of the meeting, and how if you go about in the dark and you haven't a torch, you're going to stumble and you're going to fall. And then the spiritual application was brought out that in this world there is nothing but darkness, but we need the light of God's precious word to guide us and to direct us in our lives. We're so thankful that we have this book and we have it in our own mother tongue, and we're able then to explain the truths that are found in this book to the boys and girls. It's our aim that these children will use this book and realize that it is a lamp and a light onto their paths. The last time I was speaking, I was in a bit of a fluster, for I had absolutely no idea as to what lessons were to be covered in this time. I was panicking. I had absolutely no idea. I had lifted more books, set them down, read more stuff, set them down, and nothing was gelling together. But after mentioning the need here at the last box opening, I believe many of you were praying for us, and the Lord just directed us as to what we should do. I haven't put a program together so quickly in a very long time. Just everything fell into place. And I believe that is due to the prayers of God's people here in Bethel. We started our term by looking at the doctrine of sin with the children. It was amazing to watch the little ones as we discussed what sin was, what it did to us, why it separates us from God. And I remember in one of the meetings saying, you know, how sin is mommy telling you to tidy your room and you just shove your toys under the bed instead of putting them on the shelves or in the box. And there was one girl looked just deadly at her brother, and I thought, oops, I think we've hit a raw nerve there. And, you know, his wee head hung down. He was very embarrassed. And then we mentioned later on in that same lesson about being strappy to mummy and daddy. And that was sin. Well, he just glared at her and she went bright red and her wee head went down. You see, children, I think, were thinking that sin was murdering somebody, robbing a bank, something terrible. They didn't realise it was when mummy told you to put your toys in the proper places and you didn't do it. That's sin. Being stroppy is sin. Not doing what you were told is sin. And it was really encouraging to see that the children were realising, okay, then I have sinned. But at the same time, one granny was telling me that she was singing One Door and Only One with her grandchildren. And what side are you on? Granny, I'm still on the outside. So there's one youngster who knows. He's still on the outside. He needs to come to the Lord. Pray that our children, from the littlest to the oldest, fully understand how awful sin is before God, and that they have a great need in themselves to call upon Him. Doctrine is heavy stuff, whether you're teaching it to children or to adults. So to make our meetings just a wee bit different, we also did 5 experiments, we called it. And all I had to say, now if you don't behave, there'll be no experiment tonight. Arms are folded. Julian, what experiment are we doing tonight? Now, they weren't experiments. They were just object lessons, but we called them experiments and they liked the word, and so we kept with the word. We did an experiment on which, what is worse, big sins or wee sins? And the children, well, big sins. So what are big sins? Murder, robbing the bank and what have you. And what are little sins? Well, maybe not doing what mommy said. So we had an orange and a grape. So the orange then was representing the big sins and the grape was the little sins. I says, now watch, which is going to fall first? The big sin or the wee sin? So of course they all said the big sin. But you and I both know that if we drop anything, it falls at the same. So they're watching. I says, now did you see that? Will I do it again? Yep. So we did it again. And then it clicked with them. All sins in God's eyes are exactly the same. And that came as a shock to some of the older children. We also learned that we can't hide our sins from God. We can hide our sins from our friends for a certain length of time. But we can never hide anything from God because He sees and He knows. We looked at, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. How that snow when it melts is dirty. But yet God's word says He's going to make us whiter than snow. So they were all eyes. And we did 2 object lessons on how only the Lord Jesus has the power to wash away our sin. Pray that these lessons stick with our children. Pray for that little one that comes to the meeting. Who knows, he's still not saved. And we have other little ones where the light just hasn't shone in. Pray that God will speak to them. After coming back from half term, we're starting a series on Lottie Moon, who was a missionary in China, and the children have been enjoying that. She came from a wealthy plantation family in Virginia in America, and she went to serve the Lord in the land of China and was known as a foreign devil. This week we were looking at the fact that she liked pickled onions. And when she'd be eating the pickled onions, they said, those are the eyeballs of children that she's killed. She also liked to drink raspberry juice. That's the blood of all the children she's kidnapped. So the children are, oh, but how could they say that? How can they say that? And so it has been encouraging to see the reaction of the children. Pray that our children will get a burden for missions, that they will see the need, that even one day God would call them, that they would be willing as children to say, here am I, Lord, send me. After Lottie Moon, we're going to look at St. Patrick for a lesson, and then I was able to get some lovely graphics on the Easter story, and they are beautiful. They are just lovely, lovely pictures. Any picture of Christ is, you will just get a back, or maybe just a side, or you will see a hand. When you're looking for children's lessons, quite often when you come to the Easter story, it's the full frontal of Christ. But we don't know what he looked like. He was the Son of God. Pray the Lord will speak to our children as we look at the death and resurrection of our Saviour. I've already started thinking about the summer programmes. The Lord has led us to some lessons, so pray that we get the memory verses sorted out. We get worksheets put together. Pray that the Lord will give help in the preparation of the lessons and all that has to be done. Pray for the preparation of the hearts of the boys and girls. Pray for mums and dads, because they're the ones that have to bring the children along. And pray that we will have enough helpers in the summer season. Pray that the Lord would raise us up folk to come and help us. Lottie Moon, when God called her to China, was in church and the minister was preaching, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And she prayed with the congregation, Lord, send missionaries, send others out. And she says she heard a voice saying, Lottie, you go. And she was totally shocked. And she actually looked around to see if it was somebody in the pew behind her talking to her. And then she realized they were deep in prayer. That must be the Lord. So maybe the Lord will speak to somebody, even in the meeting, to come and to help in Bible Club in the summer. We also need more help in our other meetings. So if you feel the Lord speaking to you to come and help, then we could do with your help. It has been a really encouraging, once again, to report that the memory verse learning is really, really good again this term. It has been amazing to see the children come in through the door and recite their verses. After half term, I thought there'd be nobody will want to say their verse. They'll have forgot all about it. One wee man came in, he's only in P2. He says, Gillian, I know my verse real good. Because normally you have to help him real good in saying it. But he knew it real good. Right, you tell me your verse. And you know, he quoted me John 3:15, and there wasn't one mistake. So he's only six. So it was really, really encouraging. And that was true in a lot of our meetings. The children had remembered the verse. Why is this happening? I believe it's because God's people are praying in Bethel. I believe it is an answer to our prayers. We know that the entrance of God's word giveth light, because the light has shined into our hearts. Pray that the verses the children are learning would bear fruit, that we will see a growth spiritually, that we will see little ones coming to faith in Christ. We need the Lord to move in their hearts. One little man, when he was saying his memory verse, we were doing Isaiah 53, and he, "All we like sheep have run away. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath led on him." Well, I couldn't say it was wrong. Good man, you are right. We have run away from God. So it's encouraging, even when we hear the wee ones repeating God's word. Pray for our little ones. I had another text from a mummy today to say that her children won't be at the meeting because one of them has tested positive in school. So there is a lot going on in our schools. Pray for our little ones. She says they're not feeling too bad. They're running around. They're getting into mischief. They're getting under her feet. But pray. Pray that this pandemic will leave our lands and that our children will be in every week under the sound of the word. So we are down in our meeting in Tresna because we have three children not there. But the Lord gave us a surprise because we had five more came in. And these were children, two children that hadn't been there since the beginning of the pandemic. Another three who hadn't been there probably in three or four years. They came, I think, the first year I was there, and then we never saw them again. So we thank the Lord for these five children, that they're in the meeting, that they were interested, that mummies were pleased to bring them. And then a wee man said to us last night that he had asked the Lord Jesus into his heart. Now, that's encouraging. And he's only a wee button. There's not much of him. But he loves to answer questions. He doesn't quite always get the answer right, but he likes to answer questions. And he likes to be helpful in the meetings. So we thank the Lord for saving this wee man. But there's others in the meeting that are still not saved. Will you pray that the Spirit of God would shine into the hearts of our children, that the light of the gospel would penetrate their wee hearts, and that they would understand, I must ask Jesus into my heart because he's the only one who can take away my sin. We have a great team of workers in Bethel Children's Crusade. They come faithfully every week. They're there with the children. They're encouraging the children. They're ladies and gentlemen who know how to pray for the children because they know the names in the various meetings and they take them before the Lord. But we need more workers. Will you pray that the Lord would raise up more workers to come and join us in the weekly meetings? In Tresna, we have 16 on the roll, and that was writing this morning, so that's up by five, so that's 21 now on the roll. Maguire's Bridge, there's 18, and Bethel, we have 14. In the model, it's anything between 13 and 18 children, and these are just the P3 children. We were very encouraged when we were asked once again from the model to come and to restart the Bible clubs again. Last term, we were with the P4s. This term, we have P3s. And such a lovely band of wee ones. Some of them are churched, most of them are unchurched. Most of them do not know the gospel. We've started Lottie Moon with them, and we have one wee girl, and she is of Chinese extraction. Well, she's not too happy about Lottie Moon because she's from here. She's not from there. But pray that the Lord would even save this wee one and that she would go back to China and make the gospel known amongst her own people. I was really encouraged for I had a text. I kind of was on Friday night or Saturday morning. Gillian, I've been asked, can you come for another 4 weeks in the model? So we will be in the model for 10 weeks. We've never had 10 full weeks at a time. It's either a 4 week stint or a 6 week stint or an 8 week stint. We've never got the 10 weeks. So pray that the Lord would bless that ministry there in the school. I was round with the folk in Jones this morning, and they would like us to recommence Bible club after Easter. And they says, well, let's try it for maybe 4 weeks just to see how things go. So that is an answer to prayer. Pray that soon we'll be able even to get into Florence Court again as well. So things are changing, but we need more workers to help. Throughout the pandemic, we've been able to go down to Kilskerry Christian School and do assemblies there. I would get in before most of the kids, and I would be up at the front, and I stay there until they go to class, and then I'm able to leave. But it has been wonderful to see the interest of the little ones there. We've been doing the ABCs of Bible characters, and to see the little ones getting excited, you know, which letter are we on? And they can tell you which letter we are on. So not this week, but next week, we're on the letter Q. How many Q names can you think of? I've only got 11. And 9 of them are queens. But I've got 2 other characters in the Bible whose names begin with the letter Q. So we give them all the letter names that we can think of, and they're up on the screen, and then the children have to guess out of that whole screen full of names which person we will look at. One mother said to me, you know, Gillian, that lad of mine can tell me almost every character you've looked at. A, we did this one. B, we did this one. C, we did this one. So she was encouraged. And it's lovely to see the little ones engaging with you in God's word. We were able to do some DVDs for Jones Memorial for the assemblies. Pray the Lord will move. I'm already starting to think about what we do for next term. I have a few bones, that is all. I need to get the whole skeleton together. I need to get flesh. I need to get the skin to make the full body for the lesson. So pray as we start reading up things, as we talk to people to get information. Pray that the Lord will help. Pray that we would know the right memory verses to teach the children. But more than anything else, that the Spirit of God would descend in our midst as he did in Pentecost amongst our children. We have much to praise and thank the Lord for. But we can't depend on past blessings. Will you pray for the salvation of our children? Will you pray for the parents to bring them along? Or in the case of the school meetings, that the parents will allow them to come to Bible club. Pray for more workers. Pray that we're able to keep our meetings interesting and quick-paced for the children, that they don't get bored. Pray that the Lord gives us new ideas for the children. Pray that we'll have new choruses. It's very hard to get good choruses. Pray that the Lord leads concerning that. And pray most of all that the light will shine into the hearts of our children, that they will realize that in their own lives, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thank you.
For that little one that has trusted the Lord as Saviour, how glad that is and how good it is to hear of that little one coming to the Lord. So do pray, and again thank you all indeed on behalf of the church session who help week by week as well in the meetings, and do remember the particular needs, and indeed if you can help in any way, well then do speak to our sister Gillian about that particular need. Now we're just going to turn again to that passage that our sister quoted. Just we just want to read through some verses there, Psalm 119, and we're just going to read from the verse 129 down to the end of verse 136, Psalm 119, and the verse 129, it just says, "Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, and giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts, make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law." And may God bless this reading to our hearts. I just want to comment on it very briefly. That passage begins with the words, "Thy testimonies are wonderful." Here the psalmist is taken up just with the wonder of God's word. Indeed, there's no greater word in all of the world for any person to think about, to read, to consider, to hear, than the wonder of God's word. He's talking to the Lord, and he speaks here about the wonder of God's word. In verse 130 there he says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light." And what a wonder that is. It's already been mentioned tonight how God's word brings light. When God's word is absent, there's darkness. Darkness in a heart, darkness in a home, darkness in a land, when God's word isn't there. But why? When God's word comes, there's light to the hearts of those to whom that word is sent. And we thank God for the children that have heard God's word. Already this term, pray that they will come to know the light of the gospel, the light of Christ. Again, another wonder there, verse number 133. The psalmist, he prays, "Order my steps in thy word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me." And there you see the power of God's word. The psalmist here was asking that his life would be ordered according to God's word, and that through that, in his life, he would know victory over sin and over that which was wrong in the sight of God. He says, "Let not any iniquity have dominion over me." And indeed, as you pray on for the children, pray that that will be so in their lives, that their lives will be ordered, their steps in accordance with God's word, that they might know that victory. That victory comes from the Lord over sin, over temptation, over the ways of the world, day by day. And then in verse number 135 there, David says, "Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes." He talks there about the face of the Lord. He talks there really about the presence of the Lord, being near his people. And he says, "And teach me thy statutes." You wanted to be taught more and more of the ways of God. Indeed, as you pray tonight for the children in the meetings, pray that they'll be taught more and more the ways of God,
and that they will know just the Lord's presence and nearness with them, round about them, day by day, leading them and guiding them and helping them along life's journey. We leave those few thoughts with you. May there be a blessing to our hearts tonight, encouragement to us to pray. Just before we get down to prayer, we'll just maybe turn again in our hymn book to hymn number 561. 561. Fight the good fight with all thy might. Christ is thy strength and Christ thy right. Lay hold on life and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally. We'll stand again as we sing 561 as the organist leads us in our praise, please. Season of prayer. Encourage as many as possible to pray, to seek the Lord. And men and women, young and old alike, let us pray one with another, one for another. Do you especially remember these requests for the Bethel Children's Crusade? Bring these matters to the Lord and give thanks to the Lord as well for the doors that have reopened again. That little one who's trusted the Lord and the boys and girls who have come week by week to hear God's word. So do remember these matters in prayer. Remember just also the services on the Lord's Day. Pray for them. Pray for new and young families to be brought in and to be souls to be saved. Remember the outreach. Do remember the sick as well in your prayers. Sister Irene Hannah has had a fall and has had to go into respite care, so do remember her in your prayers, that you know God's strength, healing at this time. Remember our missionaries at home and abroad, and do continue to remember also there the land of Ukraine. I pray that there will be peace and protection there, and especially for the children of the land, and that they will know God's protection at this time in that situation. These are just some things we want to lay before you. We want to tie you down to these things, but encourage as many as possible to pray, and as the Lord leads and guides in the meeting tonight. Maybe ask our brother Stanley to lead us off in prayer, please, and then maybe our brother Matt, and then one after the other, as the Lord would lead us.